Hey, this week we are looking at the KKSB 7-inch Raspberry Pi screen case.
Yes.
It's like a big, long name, but basically, we've looked at a KKSB case before that has the 13-inch screen.
Yes.
That thing is fantastic, but I need something a little more portable, a little more like fit in your bag and take it with you wherever you go kind of thing.
Okay. But
we're all fans of Raspberry Pi here, microcomputing, and KKSB makes some of the greatest cases. So let's get right into it. I'm just going to jump right down here. I've got everything I need. I've got
That's it.
Yeah. I've got my trusty Raspberry Pi 3B+. I've got a Canakit 2.5 amp power supply for the Raspberry Pi, and we've got the case. This is from KKSB. You can get one at cat5.tv/pi, but this is not an advertisement. This is not late night television to try to sell you something.
Don't delay.
I want to show you. I want to show you, but I want to make sure that you have access to it at the same time. So let's get into the box and let's see.
Are we unboxing here? We're not unboxing at the unboxing camera?
You know what? I'm just going to do it right here, Jeff.
Oh my goodness.
What?
We've
changing
got,
it up.
This is madness.
Oh, wow. Okay, we've got a lint-free cloth for wiping it down. We've got the manual for a screen. So this is, of course, like the last one, it's a capacitive touch screen, and this one is just a lot more, like, tiny.
Oh,
but at the same time, it's got the same quality that you expect from KKSB. This is a, let's see here, if I can get in, oh, it's like stuck to the tape. There we go.
Means it works.
This is a laser cut, powder coated, high grade steel case.
This looks amazing.
Very nice.
Right?
So professional.
There you go. These are some of the best cases as far as the ruggedness and the quality. They are just fantastic. The screen is 1024 by 600. It is touchscreen, and it actually is going to... Well, it's going to connect to a Raspberry Pi right here. So
perfect.
Let's see what else is in the box, and then let's see about what it takes to get this thing set up. So we've got cables here.
Very important. Very important.
Mm-hmm. A nice short HDMI cable to connect
beautiful.
The screen,
nice.
Which is nice because it, rather than having a big long length that you've got to wrap up, comes with that one. We've got USB, which I don't see a power cord for this particular screen, so I imagine that the USB is going to not only provide the touch screen capabilities, but also the power to the 7-inch screen itself.
Okay.
And then we've got some screws there.
Always fun.
And that.
A little bit there. And an Allen key.
And the mount plate.
From IKEA.
And we've got the actual stand as well for for a level surface. Okay, so let's get into this guy right here. So we've got... That's not the one. Let's see, we've got an Allen key right here. I'd like you to meet my friend Allen. And let's pull this thing apart. All right.
So would this be easier than building IKEA furniture so far?
Definitely.
Yes.
I kind of like that it doesn't come in pieces.
Mm-hmm.
It comes assembled, so I can see exactly how it's going to go back together, Henry.
Okay.
I'd like to point out nobody's read the manual yet.
Was there a manual? Well, the manual's
like
for the screen.
Second thing.
How difficult is it going to be? What does the screen manual tell
Jeff
us there,
Jeff? Just going to find out. Do not remove screws.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't remove the screws on the back.
A bit late for that.
So, note, you need to first connect the USB cable before the HDMI cable. Otherwise, the backlight cannot turn on.
May cannot.
So that's for the screen itself.
Yes. But had you done it the other way, you would have been like, oh, it doesn't work.
We're in, Jeff. We've got a couple of standoffs here.
Excellent.
I'm just pulling those off with my fingers.
Wow, the English in this is impressive.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
I will believe you there.
Jeff will translate our manual for us. There we are. Okay, let's get into our Raspberry Pi 3B+.
All right, fresh out of the box.
Fresh out of the box.
Nice.
Come on now.
What is that?
There we are. All right. And that is going to go right in there, just
like we
expect from KKSB. It is just that, a beautiful, perfect fit. Standoffs are going to go back on.
I have no clue what potentiometer is.
Potentiometer.
Oh.
Now we know.
Close.
That does not look like that at all.
Tentiometer.
And apparently there's ghost problems.
Oh, don't ghost me. Who are you going to call?
There we are.
Well, it fits in there quite nicely.
Oh, yeah.
Now, obviously, this won't work for a Raspberry Pi with the fan. You'd have to use the heatsink.
Now, why do you think that, Jeff? You said obviously. Well, so I want to know what makes it seem obvious.
Well, it's a metal case, and it doesn't have the hole for the fan.
My dear friend.
How? Where does the fan connect to, though?
How do you mean? Power?
No. Where are you going to put the fan inside?
Oh, to screw it in?
Yeah.
Well,
this goes on top?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is...
an external fan?
Yeah, you could, but couldn't you just have one that is built into the heatsink?
I think it's still meant for the heatsink. I don't know.
Okay.
Like, I'm trying to think of my Raspberry Pi at home with the fan, and I don't think the fan would fit.
Because it's one that you screw into a case.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a little different. In that case, Jeff, what I would do, if you wanted to put a fan on here, is I would just put a little bit of 3M double-sided tape.
Oh,
on the fan, just around the edge of the fan, and then you can stick the fan on here. That's going to hold it nice and snug.
Yep, fair enough.
If you don't have double-sided tape, a little bit of hot glue, that'll hold it there.
Yep, that works. Yep. Okay, fair enough.
All right, so let's put the case back on. There we are. We've got the Raspberry Pi 3B Plus in its place. There we are. Line that up.
You know, looking professional.
Oh,
while
yeah.
you're doing that,
there
I just want to say welcome back to Lyndon, who's in the chat room.
Hey, Lyndon.
For a very long time.
Yeah, good to have you back, dude. All right. Put those screws in. This is some exciting TV right here. I can almost just tell you, well, there's screws to hold this all together. Mm-hmm. We don't necessarily have to put them together live on the air, but I can.
You pay attention to those small details.
Those little details.
Those little details.
Riveting nature of Cat 5.
It is. Uh-huh. Look at those screws being...
Look at that, folks.
10 out of 10.
And because we're live, I can't even speed it up.
That's right.
You know? There we are. And you just kind of feel your way with these big long screws.
Right.
And get that.
I just feel so excited, about all the potential uses for this.
Yeah,
so
you know.
With this, I mean, as I'm looking at it, my first thought is a photo frame.
True. You don't want to be perfect for that, but a smart photo frame.
Yeah.
How about that?
True.
Something that connects to a server and grabs your photos from the server and rotates through them.
Or could you even write a script for the Pi to pull it from, say, like your Facebook or Instagram account?
Sure.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that way, as you go live with new photos, they update instantly.
You can have it search through your photos for certain tags in the descriptions.
Mm-hmm. See, that would work for, say, family abroad.
That'd be nice.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe like an elderly parent or grandparent that doesn't have Facebook that wants to get constant updates of photos.
The thing to remember with this, Jeff, is it is a full Linux computer.
That is true.
So nothing to it. It's literally Linux. So, and it's a computer. It's not just a screen.
Can
right?
do anything.
Yeah. Kind of. All right. So then finally, we've got this guy on the back. Mm-hmm. Just going to screw that together.
More screws.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But see, even if like you're a small business or something, and you set up a kiosk or...
Oh, exactly.
I like that idea.
If you just want like a little tablet to draw on.
That's right.
It could be so many things.
What I do like is that it has the screw holes on the base mount as well so that you can secure it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, depending on what you're using it for, it's not going to move around.
So what Jeff is talking about, as I so sophisticatedly put this together for you, I mean, I'm doing this kind of on the side as the guys are talking, so, I mean, you can imagine it's not very difficult to assemble.
Right.
I'm doing my thing. What Jeff's talking about is, if you were to use this in a business environment or a school environment, you don't want someone walking off with it, and it actually has screw holes.
Perfect.
So we've got three screw holes. We can actually mount this on the counter in such a way that nobody can walk off with it.
There you go. Yeti Wizard asks, how is this display different than the stock Pi display? So if you get the stock Pi display or anything else...
Is it capacitive touch? This screen is, I mean, this is the WaveShare touch screen. Mm-hmm. So we know that WaveShare makes some excellent screens. I'm not going to I've got two more screws to put in, but I just want to kind of expedite things. It's solid. So, but what we're looking at here is...
Get that box out of the way.
Yeah, this guy. All right, so we've got USB for power, and that's going to go in here. That also gives us the touch capability.
Now, did you do it in proper fashion?
Well, I plugged it in first, Jeff.
Did you do the USB before the HDMI?
He did.
It doesn't matter.
Excellent.
I can confirm.
Doesn't matter. Power's not on.
Instructions.
Power's not on.
That's my heart.
Oh, no, you did it backwards. Explodes in my hands. All that's left is the little stand.
That's awesome.
Here we go. All right, so some would look at this and say, okay, that's a little bit janky because you've got these cables sticking out the side, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There's something that I love about that. It'll work with any SBC that you can connect to it.
That is true.
So
nice.
Keep in mind, if you want to do Raspberry Pi 3B Plus like I'm doing here today, it's going to work perfectly. But what if you want to go with like an ASUS Tinkerboard, which is going to fit this case too?
Cool.
That's right, yeah.
You're not limited to the I.O.,
yeah.
You're not limited to the capabilities of a particular proprietary cable that only works on Raspberry Pi, right? So there you have it. That's all there is to assembly. Now, in the instructions, there is a little bit of code that you need to add to Raspbian. There's a config that you need to add. It's right here. So you just open up the file on your boot partition and add four lines of code.
Oh,
just
that's it?
In Notepad. Five?
Yeah.
Oh, five. Yeah.
Has instructions right there.
Yep.
So there it is.
That's easy
all set.
So hold on to that because you will need the instructions to add that little bit of code. And all that does is it sets the resolution to 1024 by 600. It sets it to HDMI mode 87, and it sets the position of the screen and the overscan so that you don't have black borders around on the screen.
Okay.
Right?
But more importantly, it forces you to read the manual.
There you go. Those five lines. The five lines in the manual, that's all you need. But make sure you plug in the USB first. Otherwise, as Henry explained, it will explode.
Yes.
Gotta make sure it's nice and clean.
These are the KKSB 7-inch screen cases.
Nice.
I can't really give you the impression that I have of it other than, like, this is rugged. This feels, I mean,
it feels professional. It looks professional.
It's
right?
much more
it's very solid.
There's no plastic seen here. The cables, you can tuck them in as best you can, but you can also...
You just get like an L connector, right? Like an L...
Yeah, you could do that.
Minimize it.
I don't mind the cables because I like the fact that I can use this for anything. And you can, because it's full-sized HDMI, unplug the Raspberry Pi and use this as a screen for any HDMI device, and then plug it back in again, and you're back to using it as a Raspberry Pi.
Nice.
So it is not compatible with the Raspberry Pi 4 out of the box, and that is because Raspberry Pi 4 has a different placement of the HDMI outputs, plus... Oh, okay. It's a micro HDMI versus two of them versus a full-sized HDMI. So it's not that you couldn't fandangle something to make it work. If you've got the ability to cut steel, you would be able to punch a little hole to be able to make it so that it works with a Raspberry Pi 4. There's no limit to, like, the screen will work with it. But the case itself, because it's built for Raspberry Pi 3B Plus and before, that's the type of output for the HDMI that the case is compatible with.
Okay.
So that's what we're up against with the Raspberry Pi 4. But it's not to say that you couldn't do a little bit of hardware hacking to make it work.
Sounds like a challenge.
We can hack this.
Make
it so then we can like control a drone or something.
Ooh.
Let's just order like pizza or something. No, let's get on that code.
It's a full computer, guys. So, I mean, come up with some ideas. Let us know how you would use this. Is it a kiosk? Is it a little computer to be playing games on? Is it something that you want to be able... It's touchscreen. So, hey, you could use that. I could install Google Remote Desktop on that, and I could control Telestream Wirecast using a touchscreen on a Raspberry Pi.
I like that.
In real time.
Now, you could use a USB to hook up to, say, a webcam.
Sure.
And you could use that for video conferencing.
That's true, too. Yeah, that would be a great little video conferencing unit.
Can I get, like, a little command and control center for your house?
Yeah.
Or your basement?
There you go.
Yeah,
I'm sure Bo from Ameridroid would come up with something cool. That guy just, like, zombifies everything.
Set to it. Set to it. All right, folks, get yours at cat5.tv/pi. We've got some links there in order to take a look at those. And we've got the purchase links and more information as well.